Scientists believe that colors influence the way humans behave. When prisoners in San Bernardino, California became violent, guards put them in a pink cell, and 5 minutes later, they were calm. When London's Blackfriars Bridge, originally black, was repainted blue, the number of people jumping off it to commit suicide decreased by half. When workrooms in a French car factory were painted green or black, the number of employees taking time off work increased dramatically. These cases may not involve pure coincidence. Studies prove that colors can affect the human body physically. A Canadian biologist showed that in red surroundings, the heartbeat and tension of people rose by 17%. Researchers have also found that baths of different colored lights have a positive effect on patients suffering from certain sicknesses. In the United States, for example, newborn babies suffering from jaundice have been successfully treated with baths of blue light. Psychological experiments show that human emotions, and therefore behavior, are also affected by the color of a room. In one experiment, a researcher invited 10 people to 4 dinner parties at intervals of a few weeks. The menu was always the same, but the color of the rooms was different each time. In the green rooms, everyone was very reserved and the conversation uninteresting. In the red rooms, guests spilled their drinks, ate more than usual, and argued aggressively. In the white rooms, guests were extremely polite and extremely bored, while after having dinner in the yellow rooms, guests stayed much longer than usual and left saying they had enjoyed the dinner immensely. Scientists believe that the subconscious messages conveyed by different colors can be used to solve many problems. One application of study of colors involved workers at the Port of New York, who had gone on strike because the containers they had to load onto ships were too heavy. A psychologist advised the port authorities to repaint the containers pale green. The strike ended immediately, and there were no more complaints. Although the containers weighed exactly the same, the new color made them seem lighter to the workers. Serious research into the subject of color began only 20 years ago, and psychologists still do not know why colors affect human beings, or even the exact mechanisms involved. They are, however, convinced that future advances in this field will have many applications in our daily lives. The science of colors may still be in its infancy, but it undoubtedly has a bright future.